Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel reading today begins early in the morning. On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. John shows us two very important facts about Resurrection Day. The first, that it was the first day of the week, and the second, it was dark. I'd like to take you back to the very beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep." Can you see what John is doing here? He's bringing the story full circle, back to the beginning of everything. And of course, that's where John starts his gospel story. At the beginning, where there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. John rewound all the way back to that first day of creation, and the Word of God that pierced the darkness, "Let there be light." John tells us the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. There is no darkness that can penetrate and be overcome by the light. But hang on Friday, we watched the light go out. We saw the light of the world, the light for all people, overcome by darkness, nailed to a cross, die, and then hidden in the darkness of a tomb. Human nature murdered the very source of light and life. And so it should be no surprise to us that it was dark when Mary Magdalene came to the tomb on that first day. Nor should it surprise us that God wasn't about to let death and darkness have the last word. John tells us that it was dark on that first day for one reason. He was pointing us to the dawning of a new creation, a new world. A world where we welcome the poor and the powerless, where we make peace, love our enemies, and overcome evil with good. These are the things that Jesus taught and stood for, and humanity killed him for it. But by raising him back to life, God is saying, "No, this man, my son, is right. Everything he said and he did is right, and it is the world that is wrong." All those who follow Jesus, all those who strive to be a disciple of Christ, are already participating in this new creation. We already have a share in his resurrection. We already have a stake in the new world to come. Holly said in her sermon on Sunday that we should be Sunday people, not Friday people. We should be people who follow the light, not people who dwell in the darkness. So may our lives be evidence of the resurrection for each other. May we show a skeptical world that Jesus was right. As Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, may we shine like stars in the world. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.